Pacific Home, Phil Hendry.
And welcome here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other people, other talk shows, other entities, other life forms wish they could, but they can't. And that's why we do it every night here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. One thing to remind you about, if you are familiar with Reddit, and I know that there may be a lot of you who are not, we're going to do a AMA tomorrow starting at noon Pacific time. An AMA is Ask Me Anything. You can log on to Reddit. I'm going to be posting a link on our Twitter account, and I'll post the link as well on the homepage at philhendryshow.com. And you know, I'll make sure that all of you guys can access the link to our AMA, Ask Me Anything, tomorrow starting at noon on Reddit. Starting Monday, we will begin our new Phil Hendry Show, our free Phil Hendry Show podcast that starts Monday, and you will be able to link it at philhendryradio.com, where right now we have a live free stream of some of our archive material. So tons of stuff coming up, and we, you know, the summer is right around the corner. And then the other thing we got to talk about is the Ted Bell best of that we're putting together. This will be the very first best of compilation that has been really put together by our listeners, by our fans. We've got people voting, and you have to be a Backstage Pass member to vote on the best Ted Bell bit of all time. We're compiling that list, and in the month of June, we will roll out a new collection from Ted Bell, the best of Ted Bell. It will be a download on our website. You can download the tracks individually, or you can download them as an entire collection. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Stories today that are of interest, Trayvon Martin, and some other stories having to do with health and lifestyle. But the first one we want to deal with is because, and it's because we want to get on the program here, Debbie Daly. Eventually, we got Debbie lined up. Harvey Wireman is joining us, and that is the passing of the great singer and all-around great performer and entertainer, and was at one time the sort of the queen of the disco scene in the 1970s. Donna Summer, she has died. And according to the story, you know, her breakthrough came in 1975 with the song Love to Love You. She did MacArthur's Park. Apparently, Donna Summer died today. Get a story here, bud. This doesn't tell me anything about her dying. It tells me all about her hit records.
That's what I do.
Well, I know that Debbie is going to come in here and in a moment and sing one of her songs. She had cancer. And she was 63 years of age, which puts her 4 years older than me. I always thought she was about the same age as me. She died from lung cancer, according to TMZ. Several sources say that Donna believes she contracted it by inhaling toxic particles after the 9/11 attacks in New York City. Her family released a statement claiming that they are at peace, celebrating her extraordinary life and her continued legacy. She died this morning after this extended battle with lung cancer. She was in Florida at her home in Florida, 63 years of age. People close to Donna Summer said that the singer was trying to keep the extent of her illness under wraps. TMZ spoke to a source who was with Summer a couple of weeks ago who said that she didn't seem too bad. She was focused on trying to finish up an album that she'd been working on. She had won 5 Grammys. And she shot to superstardom in the 1970s with the iconic hit Last Dance, Hot Stuff, and Bad Girls, Donna Summer. Harvey Wireman joining us from Southern California. Harvey, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I'm an attorney, and the first thing that I think of is for Donna Summer was the... she got lung cancer from 9/11. I don't know, but I will tell you that I came on your program to talk about.
I'm sorry. You're not even going to talk about this.
No, I was going to do the Legal Parameters show, so I don't know anything.
I apologize. We get Debbie Daly.
Yeah, well, she's going to come on later.
Okay, great.
I don't know who Daly is.
No, that's all right. I just wanted to mention this. I thought you were going to have a comment or two. Are you familiar with her music?
Oh, yeah. I know Donna Summer's music. I mean, that's very sad, you know. It's very sad. But I can't comment beyond that. I will tell you this much, though. That World Trade Center, you know, I've got a lung condition. It's very evident when I'm on your program, and you can hear me.
That doesn't have anything to do with 9/11, does it?
No. I got this. I've had a bronchial condition ever since I can remember.
All right, Harvey Wireman is joining us, but we will have Debbie Daly on to, and Margaret Gray as well, to sort of comment a little bit more on the life of Donna Summer.
Yeah, put them on anytime you want, but I thought Mr. Wireman could.
Harvey, we do want to do legal parameters here tonight, and you have picked out a story for us, right?
Yeah, I've got a very interesting story, Bill, and I'm at home here, and let's get my glasses. This is a story. This is regulation run amok. And I can tell you that if we don't get it under control, we are going to be flat out of luck. We can't keep the ridiculous. And this isn't just this is not a government regulation. This is a private company. And if I was this man, I would not him. If I was this man, I'd hire me, which I guess is a stupid way of saying that I would take this man's case, is what I'm trying to say.
Against this restaurant.
Yeah. Now, the story is, while people in Wisconsin deal with the horror of a man denied all he could eat at an all-you-can-eat fish fry, that actually happened, Phil.
Guy was denied all-you-can-eat an all-you-can-eat fish fry.
Yeah, the guy, they advertised an all-you-can-eat fish fry. The guy went up to get all-you-can-eat, and they said, well, you know what, you eat too much, so we better...
And as an attorney, how do you read that?
As an attorney, here's how I read it. Well, you guys are flat out of, you're fresh out of friends, pal. Not the guy, the restaurant. Because if you put a sign up that says all you can eat, then brother, you better be ready for someone that could eat you. You know, just eat through you. Well, I don't want to, that's a little vulgar, but you know what I'm saying.
In other words, be prepared for someone that may just eat everything.
Well, I think you it stands to reason. Now, you can close early if you want. You can say, oh, we had a gasket blow in the kitchen and we're about to get flooded. You can do, there's a lot of things you can, let me get some water, okay? There's a lot of things you can do, but you can't just tell a guy on second thought. And I would say to that restaurant, well, it looks like you better think of something fast because I'm his attorney and I'll sue you until you guys are operating, until you're selling oranges off a freeway on ramp. How do you feel about that? What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, that's hard-assing them.
I was actually talking to you as if you were the guy. I'm sorry, Phil. All right, so...
No, I'm not that guy.
All right, while people in Wisconsin deal with the horror of a man denied all-you-can-eat and an all-you-can-eat fish fry,
What's wrong?
I'm having a hard time. Look at this word. What's this word, honey? Come here. What word is that, honey? Oh, a British restaurant has...
Do you have your glasses?
I've got my glasses. Don't worry about it. It's the phlegm.
Well, I don't know. How does the phlegm not help you see? I'm hopeful that you can see.
Don't worry about it, Phil. I got my glasses, okay? It was tough for me to see the word. A British a restaurant has decided to go the opposite route. Now, listen to this story. This guy was denied all you could eat because he was eating too much in Wisconsin, right?
Okay.
All right, now listen to this. In an effort to reduce waste, Kylan Buffet has begun charging customers 20 pounds, which is roughly, I don't know what the hell it is. It's $30 if they do not finish the food on their plate from the all-you-can-eat chinesi. From an all-you-can-eat chinesi?
I don't know what is it.
I don't know. Do you know what that is?
I don't have the copy in front of me, Harvey. You're talking to me about a story.
All right, hold on. Baby, come here. I got to get my granddaughter. What word is this? Okay, Chinese.
You can't read Chinese?
Is that
I don't mean you can't read Chinese.
Of course I can't read Chinese. You may not...
Can you read the word?
I guess I couldn't read the word, Phil. I had to get my... granddaughter. Is there a problem? The thing of it is...
Well, I mean, if you've got the glasses on, I'm just trying to figure out... I'm sorry.
You know, I'm 80 years old.
I'm sorry, Harvey.
I'm 80 years old. You want to try that on for size?
I apologize.
Go ahead. You, anybody in your audience, try it on for size. Go ahead, slip into that. I'm 80. I dare you to live that long. So she went to this, the guy, 20 pounds, in an effort to reduce waste, the Kylan Buffet has begun charging customers 20 pounds or $30 if they do not finish the plate on their, the food on their plate from the all-you-can-eat Chinese food buffet.
All right, look, we need to take a break here.
All right, well, where do you hear the rest of this stuff?
Okay, and Harvey Wireman with us here with Legal Parameters as we kick off our show here on this Thursday night. We still have Debbie Daly to come, Margaret Gray joining us on the passing of Donna Summer. I apologize, folks. I had my guests out of order there at the beginning. But we will continue to talk about Donna Summer, and we will continue to talk with Harvey on these pressing legal issues. And I would ask my producer, Bud Dickman, if you wouldn't mind getting on the line with Harvey and seeing what we could do about getting him maybe a clearer copy of the story. Maybe his glasses are not the right ones.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
All right, 877-876-7445. And don't forget, online on philhenryshow.com with our live streaming video cast of the show tonight on Phil TV in HD, and we will be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, as we continue here tonight with Harvey Wireman in a new segment we call Legal Parameters. Now, you know, I want this to go smoothly, Harvey, but you've just had a difficult time reading.
I had a word there, but let me continue here, Phil. I've got my glasses, so you don't have to... So we're talking, and the thing that I want to let you know is...
Before you go on, I wanted to mention to people that we do have coming up at the show, Debbie Daly and Margaret Gray on Donna Summer.
Yeah, you asked me to talk about Donna Summer. I'm sorry that the young lady is gone, but I don't know...
No, you're right. That was a mistake on our part.
But anyway, this is a restaurant in England where they're charging you if you don't eat everything off your plate, if you can conceive of that. And it's a Chinese restaurant. Now let me continue here.
But before you do, so you go to the buffet.
Yeah, you go to the buffet and you get, well, and it's an all-you-can-eat. It's an all-you-can-eat. So in Wisconsin, they had God. Oh, look at that. A direct hit.
Okay, do you need to... hack up some...
Hack up what? No, I'm fine.
Okay, I mean, it's heard you spit.
Yes, I did. I have phlegm. In Wisconsin, they had an all-you-can-eat fish fry, and this guy came in, and he ate all the fish he could eat, and they told him, no, you can't. And that shows you just what kind of a gutless operation that is. My opinion is, if you say it's an all-you-can-eat, and you don't let someone eat everything... You know, you haven't got the guts. You haven't got the guts. God gave a midget, any kind of a midget or a small thing. So anyway, one outraged diner.
That was made a lot of sense.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Phil, you build a point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah, you don't have any guts. You should, you know, the business comes in.
Yeah. One outraged diner filed a complaint when she was charged for two onion rings, a piece of prawn toast, and a spring roll that she and her family left on their plates. She was charged this 20-pound price, okay? So they didn't eat everything. They left two onion rings, a piece of prawn toast, and a spring roll that she and her family left on their plate. But... In the Razaba Rababu honey, was in the restaurant. That word came up before. And
can you read that word?
What do you mean, can I read? Yes, I can read the word. I just...
Well, the word came up before, you said.
Yes. I'm sorry, but it was... It looks funny. It's not that I can't read it. It's not that I don't speak English. It's not that I didn't graduate from college with a law degree. Thank you very much. The word is... Looks... It's not right on the page.
It's not right on the page. Are you seeing...
But, well, don't... You know, you're not grilling me. Just take it easy. But in the restaurant's defense, they totally pastadad. They totally pastadad. I don't know that word. Here, honey. Posted. They totally posted this notice as a warning. Boy, you talk...
But you couldn't read the word posted.
Are you going to... What is this? Is this break the castanets of Harvey Weinman Hour?
I can't believe you can't read the word posted, and you can't read the word restaurant, and you couldn't read the word Chinese. That's all.
Am I reading all the other words?
You are, Harvey, but when you say...
Am I reading all the other words? That's my only question.
Yes.
Then don't worry about it. I can see what I'm doing. The word looks wrong. It's all wrong. I speak English, believe me. But when I see this word, it just doesn't belong there.
What does that mean exactly?
All the words look right, but when I got to this posted, I had to back away for a minute. It scared me. And
I don't know, what does that mean? It looked wrong and you got scared.
That's just what I'm telling you. Now let me finish, will you? Maybe it's time for a glibble. Maybe it's time for a glibble. Is that a word?
I've never heard of the word glibble, no.
Get Becky in here, will you? Just get her in here, would you please? This guy's breaking my castanets. Honey, what word is this? Global.
Global.
Yes, that's what I said.
Glibble is what you did say.
I read it wrong. What's your problem, Henry?
My problem is this. You got a degree in the law. You
don't like the way I read. You can barely talk. You got a degree. God, the phlegm. I had to start calling you Piggy the Pork, or what's the guy?
Piggy the Porky Pig?
Yeah, because of the way you're talking. You talk worse than I read. Let me finish this up, because I want to make a point about civil liberties. And
are you sure you're going to be able to read your notes?
Well, now, aren't you a real smartass? Ha ha! Aren't you a real smartass?
Well, the way you're reading this...
Okay, so it was a global warming. Now, I want to just make a point here about Amy McKeever, this idiot that writes for the Daily Mail. She wrote this following sentence. They totally posted this note. You know that's Valley Girl talk, and they got it right. I can't believe that.
Well, you're saying global is glibble, and Rosh Dafarian is restaurant, and China Way is Chinese, and...
No, I didn't say any of those. You're lying. That is a lie. That is a misrepresentation. I didn't say China Way. I said Chinese. And that was a mistake. Yes, it was a mistake. And I said restaurant was restaurant. I didn't say Rastafarian. Maybe it's time for a global summit on what the phrase "all you can eat" actually means. Because if you're not actually going to allow,
Oh man.
Hold on, will you? Costa.
Would you get somebody to help you with that?
What's it say? Customers, okay.
Okay, you know what?
You're going to hang up on me, Mr. Talk Show Host? Is that what you're going
to
do?
No, but I do have to take a break.
Oh, you got to take a break? You're not going to hang up on me so you can get the last word and say, well, I got to get rid of this stupid old man. Three words I butcher, and you're ready to throw in the towel on this thing. This is an important story.
Customers? Chinese? Restaurant? You can't say the global? I mean,
I'm 80 and my glasses, okay? You know my granddaughter. She brings me the big oversized kaleidoscope glasses from the Dumbo ride at Disneyland. Every time I ask her for glasses, she brings me the Dumbo ones. And I've said to her, and I've said to her mother, I said, it's cute, but it's not cute anymore. I'm on the radio. What do you want me to do? Sit there with Dumbo glasses? Now, I'm going to take a switch to this kid unless he gets the right glasses.
So, all right, hold on, Harvey. I don't want to hear a life story here. We'll be right back with more on this all-you-can-eat problem, which maybe we'll never actually get to the end of. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The latest study from the workplace tells us that women that want to succeed need to, and I'm quoting the headline here from the Daily Mail, they need to shut up. That's a study that we're going to dig into next hour. Men who want to succeed should keep on talking. Are you ready for that? We'll find out what that's all about next hour here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The number is 877-876-7445. We have Harvey Wyman on the line with us. As we continue to talk here about the story, this story on the fining people, or otherwise, I don't know if it's really a fine, Harvey, so much as it is just charging people for not finishing the food on their plate.
Yeah, I've got the story here, and it says, and let me just, you're gonna start getting on your high horse again. But what is a cup? What is a gabagandabada? Not bad, no. Yeah, that word. What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm slowed down here, Phil, because the story here, as you know, is that they are charging people if they don't clean their plate at this chaga. Damn.
Chinese.
All right. Oh, sorry. Chinese. Chinese restaurant. Now, my granddaughter doesn't know this word. But it says here, if you're not actually going to allow customers to eat all they can eat, or if you're going to force them to eat more than they can eat, then
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm trying to read the word here.
Well, it sounds like you're going fwa.
Yeah, it's... The word is fwe.
How do you spell it?
Honey, come here for a minute.
No, your granddaughter's not helping you out.
Excuse me, she's my grand... What's that word? You don't know the word? She doesn't know the word.
Spell it.
P-H-R-A-S-E.
Phrase.
Oh, shoot, yeah.
Man, Harvey, I just don't understand.
Look, let's keep the critique... For another time, okay?
All right, but we're running over into the Debbie Daly segment. I want to get Debbie Daly on the line. She wanted to talk to you.
I don't know who Debbie Daly is. I could,
Well, she's on the line with us right now, Harvey. If you wouldn't mind, have a little bit of, just a little bit of social skill here.
I apologize.
Debbie?
Hey, how are you doing? You really need to be in your room.
Debbie, this is Harvey Wyman.
I'm on the line waiting for Debbie Daly.
That she just said hello to you.
Well, I heard something that sounds like there's something wrong with the phone.
No, that's Debbie, and I guess you don't know Debbie Daly.
I don't know Debbie Daly any more than I know the Daily Dugan, which was a paper in my hometown, Dugan, Indiana. And I never read it, so I wouldn't know Debbie Daly from the Daily Dugan or...
That's nice. In any event...
Well, I'm sorry to bore you.
Well, you're giving me a speech. In any event, this is Debbie Daly. She's the host...
Mm-hmm.
She's the host of...
How do you do, ma'am?
The host of Daly's Daily on public radio. And she's saying, I understand that everybody's familiar with me. How do you do?
Thank you, Debbie, and I apologize if I didn't recognize. And you have to understand, I've had a hard time reading, and I guess I'm having a hard time hearing this evening.
She says, I understand, Harvey. I know how difficult it is. I have my hearing impaired condition, and she said she understands how it is to not be able to read properly.
Well, hold on for just a second, Debbie. I thank you, but I'm not. You don't lump me in with you. I'm not. You know. What I mean is, I'm not. You know, I don't have a tin. You know, I don't go to a. You. I imagine you have to take some sort of training from Goodwill or something. I don't know.
She does a radio show. She does a radio show on public radio. What do you mean by training from Goodwill?
Let me ask a question here before we move any further.
She wants to know, why are you clearing your throat like that?
Clearing my throat? Because, Ms. Daly, I'm an old man, and I have a bronchial condition that I originally... I got it as a kid, and it worsened during I was in the service, and I've never been able to, never clear the phlegm out.
She says, you sound pretty weird talking about me being handicapped.
I sound weird. Miss Daly, I don't want to insult you. I sound weird. I can't believe it.
She said, that's what you sound like.
What is she? You know, Ms. Daly, I don't know if anybody's ever been honest with you, but you sound like a dog that's dying.
Harvey, why would you say that?
Well, she's giving me a hard time.
She came on the program, and she's going to sing a song if you think she sounds like a dog that's dying.
Well, this I got to hear. Sing a song? Ma'am, I didn't say anything about you. You're the one that was making fun of me.
She's going to sing a song. In fact, Debbie came on the program to honor Donna Summer. She's going to sing... She's going to sing Love to Love You. The only problem is, Debbie, I know that we were going to fax you the lyrics to the song, and I'm having a very hard time finding those lyrics.
I want to jump in. Ms. Daly, I respect and honor what you've been able to achieve in your life, but I don't think Mr. Henry is doing his audience a favor when you have young, impressionable minds turning this show on, and they don't know it's you. All they know is they hear someone who sounds, and let me underline the word sounds, as if she's, you're having a hard time passing a bowel movement. I'm sorry.
Debbie, I'll handle it. That's about the most unnecessary thing I think you could have said.
Well, why am I the object? I'm 80 and I've got a bronchial condition. You know what? You don't have to interpret, Phil. I think I know what I heard her say. I think she's basically giving me more crap.
Basically, yeah. All right, Debbie, I tell you what. Margaret Gray is joining us, and I know she's going to do a little intro for you, huh? Margaret?
Hi, Phil. I don't know what. I've known Harvey for a number of years, and I certainly. Harvey, if you would just do us all the favor of just backing away a little bit and let me...
Fine, I'll back away. I don't give a sweet Jesus. I could give a damn. I'd be happy to back away. I've been sitting here trying to do a news story, and I got Henry telling me, no, it's global, it's global. And I got to talk to my granddaughter, when you got to rely on my granddaughter... Who was, and I say, I love my granddaughter. I would kill for my granddaughter, but they had to pull her out with forceps. You know that, right?
No, I don't know that, Harvey, and...
Yeah, why are you saying this?
Because I'm relying on people that I can't rely on. That's all I'm saying. I got a granddaughter that was pulled out with forceps. I've got, I'm carrying on a conversation with someone that doesn't really speak.
No, hold on, Debbie. Don't you hang up. Don't you... Harvey, I would ask you if you've got any decency left in you at all to just back off.
Fine.
Yeah, Harvey, if you don't mind.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for sticking up for me, Phil.
I'm sticking up for you, man. I'm telling you, you've just...
Yeah, sure. What an ass. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it's too bad, man.
Phil, we are gathered here on your program this evening. And Debbie, how are you, darling? I'm very happy to speak to you. Debbie is, as you know, Phil, the world's first and so far the only hearing-impaired host in radio. And she is going to, not only has she been doing a wonderful radio show for public radio, doing her morning show, Debbie's Daily's Daily. I'm flustered. I'm very flustered from what I walked into the middle of. But not only that, but she also sings. And this is going to be a first, and we're going to listen to Debbie this morning doing it Margaret Gray style. Is that right? Thank you very much.
You say that Margaret's been an inspiration, huh, Debbie?
All right. Well, I'm very flattered by that, darling. And you're going to sing a cappella what? All right, Phil, here we go. Do you want me to count you down? I'll count you down. And this is Debbie's tribute to Donna Summer, who is gone, but she's not forgotten, Phil. And we love you, Donna, and there'll never really be another Donna Summer, but I'll tell you something right now. There's never going to be another Debbie Daly either.
That right.
Who said that?
All right, let's just move on.
No, no. Who said that?
I did.
I asked you to shut up, didn't I?
You said there'll never be a... I just was agreeing.
Yeah, you were agreeing with your smart ass. You're right, Debbie. I'm just going to push on.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Just be quiet, Harvey.
Yeah, sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, to honor the life of Donna Summer and to show that people with handicap, people who are hearing impaired, people who are visually impaired, people who are physically challenged, they too can be a part of the arts. Here is Debbie Daly with Donna's great timeless classic, Love to Love You Baby, 2-3, and the 1-2-3. Eddie Brown, Jimmy Johnson on bassoon. Here we go.
It's okay. She dropped the phone.
Got him.
Wait, hold on, Debbie. If I hear from you one more time, I don't care if you're 80, I don't care if you're 15, I don't care if you are a Marine or a former Marine.
Or never a former Marine.
I'll come over there and I will... You'll be walking around and it'll just be a hat on a neck.
A hat on a neck, huh?
Yes.
All right, I had to put everybody on hold because this is out of control. Is she going to sing the song?
Yeah, we put her on hold for it.
Because we got a break here, man. I got a break. Debbie Daly is singing Love to... Is she done? I don't know. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show in a moment with more from Debbie Daly and Harvey Weirman.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
And this is to honor Donna Summer. Uh.
this is disgusting.
Shut up.
Hold on.
I demand you stop this.
Oh, God. Hold on. Kill it. Are you... I don't know if she's all right, Bill. What is... Debbie, are you all right, darling?
Well, what... Debbie, the reason why... What happened?
Hey, I told Mr. Henry to stop because you sounded like a dog that had had a leg cut off. But
she said you really want a piece of me, don't you?
A piece of you? Is she kidding? You were, this is what you sounded like. You were going.
She said, what do you think you sound like when you're clearing your throat?
What is this, Henry? Why don't you take control of your show instead of you interpreting for the elephant man here, okay?
You know what, Harvey? That does it. I have heard a lot of really insulting things out of your mouth over the years, but that takes the cake.
Oh, what do you want me to say? I've got a million people, but, you know...
She said you sound like a retard, too. I'm shocked at you using that word, Debbie.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't give a damn anymore, because guess what? Now you're just like the rest of us. Just another fumbling, wailing, wounded animal out in the street. Good night.
All right,
Well, darling, don't be hateful. Just because he's hateful, don't you be hateful. You know, you've done so well with your life. Just because he's a dirty, old, hateful old man. A dirty... Hold on, Phil. Who is it?
Domino's.
Come on, right in. Now...
Aha!
How are you...
Oh, you know what? Turn the fan off, will you, bud? I don't know what's going on, but I'm telling you right now. Is Ms. Daly still there? Okay, it seems to me that we've lost both the line to the Gray home. We lost our line, obviously, to Mr. Wireman. And all I heard there, what did you hear, bud?
It sounded to me like she got a pizza delivery.
That's what it sounded like to me. It sounded like it was Harvey Wireman. How he got over to her house that fast, I have no idea. Debbie, I want to tell you that you have my admiration for being courageous. No, I know it doesn't take courage when you love music, but you must realize that you sound, it's difficult.
What do you mean?
What am I getting at? Well, I mean, you're hearing impaired. Yeah, Jim Abbott had one hand, yeah. For some reason, you can throw... It's easier to play baseball with one arm than it is to sing if you can't hear. I don't know why that is. You're going to cut a demo. You can do anything you want. Going out on tour with Nicki Minaj. All right. Look at Debbie. I got to get going now because it's a little distracting for the audience to hear you and then me having to interpret. Okay, so I'm a two ears. Thank you very much, and the best of luck to you. And thank you for singing that song for us because it was, All right, bud, hold on. Don't put that on like that.
I think she wanted to finish up.
Yeah, you know what? She may want to do a lot of things, man. God.
Now you're going to cry, man.
You know what? For the first time in a long time, I feel like crying. That started out with, first of all, you boy, bud, when I say, you know, bring on the guests, I mean bring on the guests. You got Harvey on, the wrong guy. You got, then you're going to do Harvey commenting on Donna Summer. He don't know nothing about her.
I know.
Yeah, there you go. Give the man a cigar. You didn't know. You want to know why? Because you weren't listening. In any event, thank you very much to all of my guests. Coming up on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, we have a little bit of a workplace situation, controversy. This is a study that has concluded women who want to succeed at work should, quote, shut up. We'll find out from a couple of our guests. We come back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Henry.